Cardinal Timothy Dolan, Archbishop of New York, is in Rio de Janeiro to participate in World Youth Day. He's among the 36 American bishops who serve as catechists for English-speaking groups during the week-long program of events that culminate on Sunday, the 28th of July. Speaking to Sean Patrick Lovett, Vatican Radio's correspondent in Rio, Cardinal Dolan says he has attended every single World Youth Day, except for the very first one in Buenos Aires.
We're here in the studios of Vatican Radio at the Media Center for World Youth Day. I'm here with the Archbishop of New York, Cardinal Timothy Dolan. How many World Youth Days have you attended?
Sean, I think I was not at Buenos Aires, the first one, but I've been at all of the other ones, and I love them. And one of the reasons was that you get to see everybody. Like here you walk around, and it's like a wonderful reunion, like I bump into you. So you see everybody. It's a great occasion of reunion for the Church Universal, isn't it?
It is indeed. I was at
Buenos Aires,
by the way, 26 years ago.
You're helping me then, because that was in 87, and that was the first World Youth Day.
It was.
And then Denver, of course, was 92 or 3?
93.
And what was between Buenos Aires and Denver?
My consecutive memory is gone.
Mine too.
I know these things
happened. But I took a list of it, and I've made all of them except Buenos Aires.
My goodness, that's quite a record.
Love it.
Uh-huh. That's quite a record. So, of course, the question is, what makes this one special? What makes this one different?
Well, obviously there's something new in this one, because it's the first visit. It's Pope Francis's first World Youth Day, but it's also his first visit outside of Italy. So there's the eyes of the world are on him, as they have been since March 13th. But World Youth Day, and he'd be the first to say it, there's a genius and there's a spice to World Youth Day, even apart from the Pope. I mean, he's very important. But it's just a sense of cohesion in the faith of young people. And all I know is that's the feedback I get from my kids, my young people who come. And we don't have many this year, Sean. We got about 110 from the Archdiocese of New York because of the distance, all right, and because it was pretty expensive. But I'm proud of the 110 that we got. And they will tell me, because some of them are repeats, too. They were in Madrid 2 years ago, and they'll tell me there's just that one of the temptations today is to feel very isolated and alone in your faith. If they're on a college campus, if they're working somewhere, they often say, "Wow, does anybody share my values? Does anybody pray? Does anybody try his or her best to live the Beatitudes and the Commandments? Is there anybody that's taking a life of virtue seriously? I'm trying my best. I have my falls, but I want to, and I need company," which is kind of the definition of the church, if you think about it. This gives them company, okay? Plus, it shows them the diversity of the church. When our kids today, I make sure they meet people from Pakistan, from Indonesia, from Nigeria, where there's suffering, where there's persecution. These kids might tend to say, "Oh, we got our problems." But after they hear from these believers from other countries, they say, "Thanks be to God, ours aren't anything like this." So it's a great sense of the Church Universal, right?
It is indeed. John Allen sat where you're sitting right now just a little while ago, and he loves figures and stats, as you know. He said 84%, according to his latest survey, 84% of Catholics in the United States think that Pope Francis is it. It's his
no doubt about it.
Approval waiting.
That would be the stats from the street in New York, Sean.
Why?
Well, there's first of all, he's still in honeymoon. So when you think of any pope, and I think we sometimes forget it, you're a veteran, okay? You've watched them all. Even with Benedict, remember when everybody thought, "Oh, we got this shy, cerebral pope"? No. When he came to the States, when he came to England, people said, "We love this guy," and the approval ratings go up. So they're just getting to know this pope. They like what they see. The simplicity, the transparency, the sincerity. It's almost like he's a pope without a strategy. The strategy is part of his DNA. He is who he is. He did a darn good job as Archbishop of Buenos Aires. Now he shrugs and says, "Well, I guess I'm now the Bishop of Rome, so I'll keep doing what I did." And he's doing it very well. Great booster shot for the church. I can't go anywhere. Cab drivers, Yankee Stadium, bartenders, they're all saying to me, "Hey, we like this new pope." So, and we need that.